All right, 11:17 here on the ticket. You got work in progress. Justin Montemayor, DJ Ringenberg, and Matt Birmingham. We're at Texas Motor Speedway. We're in the infield at Hutchins Barbecue. And right now, sitting down with us at our table, we have a very special guest. He is actually the Grand Marshal for today's race. It's known actor on television and movies. You know him from everything. Notably, I guess coming up will be the new Mission Impossible film. It's the great Shay Whigham. He is out here with us. Shay, we appreciate you taking time with us this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, like I said, you will be the Grand Marshal for today's festivities. What all is on your plate for today?
Well, I heard I get a chance to go into the driver's meeting and sit with the boys doing that. That'll be exciting. See some of the old school, which I really grew up with, and the new school blended in, and I'm excited to be here, to tell you the truth. I'm pretty giddy.
Yeah, I obviously more recently picture you as Dusty in Rusty and Righteous Gemstones, where you played a longtime famous NASCAR driver. Did you do any NASCAR preparation for that?
Yeah, we were on the track, and I'd have to say I'm kind of an honorary driver through that. I feel a little kinship. We got a chance. They got a chance. I had one of the drivers there, jumped in the car with him, and I think we got up to, maybe 150 or something like that. So, but yeah, I got to put on the suit, and, it was great.
150 is legit. You can say that you've done something most people haven't done at 150. So you've been in multiple Danny McBride vehicles. You were in Vice Principals, too, which I don't know if that got enough credit. I loved Vice Principals. Way underrated. What's your relationship with Danny McBride, and are you just kind of, does he call you for stuff like that? Does he write roles for you?
Well, we're tight. Danny and I are tight. I did my second film ever with Danny McBride. Long story, but short, we saw an actor dropped out the day before filming, and some of the guys were from his school, North Carolina School of the Arts, who were making the film. So a kid dropped out, and they called Danny, and he drove overnight from Virginia to be in the movie called All the Real Girls. Mm-hmm. And that ended up winning awards around the world, and Danny always wanted, he was a filmmaker at North Carolina School of the Arts, and then he happened into acting because he's so funny. And then he started writing his own stuff, Foot Fist Way, which you've probably all seen.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the great guys I've ever been around. So when he calls, and he'll say, look, and he knows I love a challenge, so he's like, I got a real challenge for you in Gemstones. You're going to play a 72-year-old. So we got the Oscar-winning hair and makeup, and put me in that. But I mean, I think to this day, for me, Vice Principals, I think you're right. I think it's high. One of my kids had me watch it again the other day. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. It's great. And I imagine going into anything with him, you have to expect nothing, because at the end of that season, you're being chased around in a church by a bunch of locusts. And I imagine that's something, you're just like, I don't know what to expect, but it's going to be ridiculous when I'm with them.
Well, I mean, look, man, when you get with them, it's hard to keep it together. The guy, he is so funny. And think about it. I said to someone the other day in an interview, I said, he writes it, he directs it, he produces, and he stars in it on Gemstones and Vice Principals. How that guy is not racked up with more hardware awards, I don't know. He's that brilliant.
Yeah.
But he's also humble as they come. So he lets everybody have their moments, So he's when you sit around with him, you can't mistake how smart he is and how funny he is, but he's one of the great, great guys.
Well, and he's just his casting. I assume he's got a huge say in all of that, and just he surrounds himself with hilarious people, people that maybe I wasn't even familiar with, but now they're just part of that Danny McBride orbit, and I just trust everything he does is going to be, one, absolutely ridiculous, something that I never would have expected, and it's always going to be funny. If you had the choice between comedy, serious, because you've done a million serious things too, if you just could pick your, I want to do a project here, and I want to choose it, what would your go-to be?
Man, oh my God. Yeah, that's a bit like asking which one of my kids is my favorite. You know what I mean? I I tell you one thing. I just had a great experience with this thing called American Primeval.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
Playing Bridger.
So good.
Oh, thank you, man. And, you know, you get a chance to play a guy like that. You know, the amount of work that it takes to go in there, that's the fun part to me, is the research of going back to the times and seeing if I can for even a minute have you feel what it, you know, viscerally. That's pretty exciting for me. But, you know, and then you get a chance to change it up, you know, and go play somebody like Ray on Vice Principals, yeah. You know. I don't know, man. I enjoy the heavy stuff.
So you have your upcoming movie with Tom Cruise. You've worked with him before. You worked with Joaquin Phoenix in Joker. You've also worked with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey in True Detective.
Yeah.
Is there anybody left on your bucket list that you haven't worked with yet?
No, man. I've been lucky, man. I knocked down Hopkins. I'm working with Colin Farrell right now on this thing, who just did The Penguin.
Yes.
He's probably my closest friend going back to Tigerland. Man, I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. Working with Cruise, you know, and I knocked down Pitt this year with F1. So, but Cruise, he's special because he loves film. He loves cinema.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're making a movie with him, when you see this film, when you see Mission Impossible, it's going to blow your mind. And I hope people, I'm not just saying this, I hope people go see it in IMAX because what he's doing. I mean, we were in South Africa, they were in the Arctic, we've been in, you know, London and all trapes and all over the world. But he's so special, and these things only get better each time. So I love these Mission Impossibles.
Yeah. Even just the teaser videos where they show him doing the stunts, you know, where you just get 30 seconds of him holding onto the plane, even that is like, absolutely, I'm going to be in on this movie.
Yeah, are you jumping out of a plane onto an elephant or anything?
They don't let me do that. No, but when I remember when I landed, I'd spent Thanksgiving. We had to shoot in Thanksgiving, as these things sometimes go. We were shooting in South Africa, so I remember that we had put Thanksgiving dinner together at my house. We were 2 days out from Thanksgiving, and I get a call from Cruise and Macquarie, and they go, listen, due to weather, you're going to have to jump on a plane right now. You're going to go to London, Johannesburg. You're going to have to drive 6 hours to this base that they'd set up with 12 helicopters that took us to this most pristine location you've ever seen.
Wow.
Toward the end, for the end of the movie. And so Tom's like, listen, I got good news and I got bad news. And I'm like, what are you? He goes, you got to get on a plane now, so you're going to miss Thanksgiving. And I'm like, somebody's not going to be happy with me here at house. And he goes, but I got good news. And he goes, what is it? He goes, well, we're going to have Thanksgiving together, us and the crew. And I've flown in a couple of birds, turkeys. And so we ended up having this amazing, you know, Thanksgiving. One year we were shooting that. And it's just, it's special. It's really special, man.
Yeah. No, I bet. We're visiting with the great Shea Whigham here live from Texas Motor Speedway. He is the Grand Marshal during today's race. I'm curious, you know, joining a franchise like that. You've done that before. You joined the Fast and Furious franchise midway through that. Is there any kind of pressure that you feel joining this thing that you know is going to be, you know, a multi-$100 million, billion-dollar franchise in the middle of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question. Do you feel pressure? Yeah, when you're stepping into something like that, that's you want to make sure that you maintain the level, I guess.
You know?
When I stepped in on Mission, Tom and McHugh, we call him McHugh McQuarrie, Chris, they had seen something else that I had done, and so I felt, you know, I did feel a little pressure going in, you know, and then I had to. I had to really work on my stamina because I had to chase Tom all over the place.
Yeah,
he's running all the time.
He's known for his running, you know.
Let's take a break, Tom. Hold on. I'm curious. You brought up, you know, working with Colin Farrell, and you've known him a long time. I heard you tell a story about your initial audition, I believe, for that first movie where it was so intense and y'all are throwing each other through tables and stuff. Can you tell us kind of what happened there?
Yeah, Schumacher. Rest in peace, Joel's passed since. But Joel's, to his credit, with McConaughey, myself, Julia Roberts, Colin, he took a chance when a lot of times you didn't really, I didn't have enough of a name at the time, and neither did Colin to probably do that, those roles. So I'm living in New York at the time, and I hear, I go in and I, well, I'll go a little bit farther back. I was living in Tyler, Texas at one point.
Oh, yeah.
I was kicking around, and then I found my way to New York. And so I get this audition for this thing called Tigerland, Joel Schumacher, and there's this Irish kid who's going to, he's already got the part, he's going to audition with you.
Mm-hmm.
They flew him over. We get in the room. It's all the producers there. We're in a hotel room called the Mark Hotel, and Colin's there. And before we went in, I said, they'd chosen the scene where I really go after him in the firing range. That's one of the scenes that they chose, which is very difficult to do, you know, in an audition. So I asked, I said to him, listen, I'm gonna really come after you if it's all right in this thing. You know, who knows what's going to, he goes, yeah, you bring it. This. So we get in there, and they say, okay, we're going to do the first scene. First scene went really nice and light, nice and well, and they choose the second scene. And so I kind of look at him, for your radio audience, I kind of look at him, and he goes, and we give each other a nod, and all of a sudden, you know, I pull my hand up to my head, like, what the scene requires for, I'm gonna kill a car, I'm gonna kill someone. And he comes over to me, and we grab each other, and I flip him, and in this table, and it's happening. We know, but we're staying in character. I'm like, Boz, Boz, and he's like, Wilson, you better get yourself together. And he flipped me over at the same, and I hit my head, and all of a sudden, I'm starting to bleed out of my eye. And we're staying in it, though. We're in the actual scene.
Yeah.
And then I get him with something else. We're tumbling over, tumbling dice. And all of a sudden, Joel says, and that's the end of the scene. I get up. I'm breathing like bulls. And he's like, and it's not a Hollywood moment. Joel goes, I think we found our actors.
Awesome.
And I, you know, I remember going down, this is before cell phones. Well, and I used the payphone and called home. I'm crying like a baby. I think I got it. And I remember my father goes, I said, I got the movie. My father goes, you mean like a real movie? Like one where we pay tickets to go in and sit down? So
yeah.
I said, it's like a real movie, Dad. So, yeah, that was my introduction to the great Colin Farrell.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I got one more question for you. I'm just curious, you know, as a guy who's done so much TV and also film, is, you know, this may be like picking a kid again, but is there something you prefer, you know, like doing, you know, multiple seasons of something like Boardwalk or doing a film where it's just a few months filming and then you move on to the next role?
You know, I probably would have said film, you know, my younger self, but it doesn't get much better than 5 seasons living in that world of Boardwalk Empire, let's say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get to really go deep, and that's, to me, that's so that's you know, but then you know, I did a thing called Perry Mason, and it guts you when you're 2 seasons in and then they pull the plug, you know, and you love that, or Bridger, like American Primeval, we're not going to do another season, and I thought maybe we might, you know, so that, but I do enjoy enjoy that, but I don't know, man. It doesn't get any better than Mission Impossible. You're going all over the world.
Well, it's almost like the resources that they put into the TV series now, though, compared to what it used to be. It's like a 15-hour movie now. You know, it's just, I understand why so many of the big-time actors are much more open to doing it now, because it's worth it, because now it's almost like shortchanged with it's just a 2-hour movie. Like, it feels like so much stuff could have been expanded if this was a series.
I think you hit it. That's perfectly said. I mean, look, man, I'm looking around, and there's Jeff Bridges. He's doing television. I've done, you know, I'm doing something called Sugar right now with Colin. We're doing television. Colin comes because they know that's where you get to tell the deeper stories, right? You know.
Yeah.
But like I said, the mission of it all, man, when you find yourself in South Africa or in Venice, in Rome, it's as good as it gets as well.
Yeah, they send us to Texas Motor Speedway. We don't get to do our show from anywhere. Too
it's great out here. But
yeah, we love it here, but not South Africa.
Whatever.
Well, you ain't got it. You don't have it bad. This is pretty,
no complaints at all.
We got good barbecue. We got a lot of good people. Well, Shay, we appreciate your time today. We hope you'll have fun being the Grand Marshal for today's race. And, yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Go see Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Mission what?
There you go. Mission Impossible.
There you go. Got a little choked up there.
Yeah. There he is, the great Shay Wiggum.
Nice to meet all of you.
Shay. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
man.
Yeah, we
so
appreciate
cool.
it.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Thank you, man.
Very cool. Shay Wiggum with us here at Texas Motor Speedway.